Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me for the children's message. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We're coming this way. Okay. Hey, everyone. Hi. Okay. So I was making something, and some of you all can read. What's on this card? What does that say? You're invited. Yeah, and what else? There's some pictures here that if you use your imagination, you could maybe tell what I tried to draw. Balloons and a cake. So what does this look like? A birthday party invitation, right? I was trying to think who it would be good to invite to a birthday party. And here's the thing. I could only invite one person, okay? This is a very small, very exclusive birthday. And so I was trying to think, how should I decide who to invite? And I thought, well, maybe I could think about who gives the best presents that I know. That might be a good idea, right? If I want a good birthday present? You think I should invite everyone? Okay, if I were going to invite the person who gave the best presents, though, it might be maybe my sister is really good at planning presents. My brother, not so much. So maybe my sister. Here's another idea. What if I invited the person who has the best toys because they might bring some of their toys and share, and we could play with cool toys? You have so many? Maybe I should invite you. Yeah, would you share them with me? Okay, well, think about that. I have a friend who has a really cool toy. It's a boat in a lake, and that's a pretty cool toy. Maybe I should invite her, you think? Or what if I invite the person who has the best snacks? That's a pretty good consideration. Mason thinks that's the way I should go, I can tell. Yeah, okay. My Aunt Laura probably has the best snacks, so maybe it should be her. But what are some other ways I could maybe pick who I should invite? What do you think? The person who loves God the most. That's a good children's message answer, yeah? Yeah, what do you think, Ashton? How should I pick? You think I should invite everyone? Well, I think that's a pretty good idea. Jesus is talking, though, about a party in our gospel lesson for today. And Jesus says that we shouldn't choose who we hang out with based on the good things that they might do for us, but that we should choose who we hang out with based on what other people need. So, who here knows anybody else? Does anybody know anyone? Okay, that's a weird question. You all know some people, right? Some of you know people at school who are your friends. Some of you know people at daycare who are your friends. Have you ever noticed that there are some people who have lots of friends and some people who don't have as many friends? Have you guys ever noticed that? Maddie has. Okay. I know when I was in school that there were some kids in my class who were really fun and easy to get along with, and there were some kids in my class that sort of were hard to get along with. Maybe they didn't play nice, or maybe they looked a little strange in how they dressed or how they smelled or something. Have you guys ever noticed that sometimes there are people who don't quite fit in? Jesus talks about we shouldn't try to invite people and hang out with people who can only do things for us, that we should also try to seek out people who we can do things for and who we can be kind to and who we can make a difference in their lives by being kind. So if there were somebody in your class or at your daycare who didn't have many friends, what are some ways that you could maybe be kind to them? Ashton, what you got? What's a way that you could be nice to somebody who wasn't always very nice? What, Mason? Give them a gift. That would be nice. Or maybe even if you've got a good toy that you're playing with or something, share it with them, right? Invite them to play with you. Yeah, I think that would be a great thing. Invite them to come play with you. Maddie, were you thinking of something else? How about some of you have assigned seats at lunch, but some of you don't yet. You might one day. What about inviting somebody to sit with you at lunch who doesn't have anybody to sit with them? That would be a good way to be kind to somebody. Yeah, absolutely. What about saying nice things to somebody who might be sad or alone? Or just talking to somebody who doesn't have anybody to talk to? Those are all ways that we could be really kind to people who everybody else in the class might not be kind to. For us, it's about more than being nice. It's what Jesus calls us to do, to seek out the people who are by themselves and who don't have anybody to be with them, and to be with them and to be kind to them is what we want to do. So these are all really good ways we can do that, talking to people who don't have anybody to talk to, inviting them to do things with us, like eat with us or come to our birthday parties, and sharing things with them. Those are all great ways. So for some of us, this might be a couple years off, and you guys are trying hard to stay with me, and I appreciate that. But we'll keep talking about this, and we'll grow into it. Will you guys pray with me? Lord God, help us to be kind, especially to the people who people aren't kind to. Especially to the people who people aren't kind to. Amen. Thank you, guys. Wonderful. If you are going to Children's Church, you can line up at the door over here. And if you are staying, you're welcome to stay, and you can go back and have a seat.